the often fierce rhetoric from the president about making significant cuts in various programs that benefit Africa. Virtually none of them happen, largely because of bipartisan congressional opposition.
Which programs do you have in mind?
For example, Power Africa, an initiative of the Obama administration designed to increase the production of electricity in Africa, that has continued. The Young African Leadership Initiative, also an Obama program, designed to groom young people for leadership positions in Africa, that has continued. And PEPFAR, the President's Emergency Plan for AIDS Relief, a Bush initiative, has continued. And then President Trump's signature initiative with respect to Africa was designed to make American investment in Africa easier. That is just being rolled out now.
The truth is that for many Americans, Africa seems incredibly far off. In simple terms, can you explain why Americans should care about American policy toward Africa at all?
Well, let's start with demography. There are a great many Africans, and there are going to be a great many more of them in the relatively near future. Let's take a specific example. Nigeria at present has 205 million people. By mid-century, 30 years from now, it is anticipated that the population will exceed that of the United States, and that it will be, in fact, the third largest country in the world by population. That should provide new markets and opportunities for investment and for general increase in economic links. Then let's move on to security, particularly in the Sahel and in West Africa. Jihadi groups are active, seeking to overthrow governments that are friendly to us. They're deeply hostile to the United States, and while they do not at present pose a threat to American security, they certainly pose a threat to American interests, and they may pose a threat to American security in the future.
And then there is the general movement toward democracy in Africa,
which Americans, almost all Americans, support and favor. Some African countries very much have a democratic trajectory that is positive. You put all that together, and we should be paying a great deal more attention to Africa than we have in the past, not as a matter of charity or assistance or aid, but simply because of our own interests.
What about American diplomacy toward Africa in the incoming Biden administration?
I find it interesting that President-elect Biden's choice for American ambassador to the UN, probably our most important diplomatic position, that he has tapped Linda Thomas Greenfield, a career diplomat who specialized in Africa and was ambassador to Liberia.
Of course, aid is a big part of America's policy toward the continent.
But I would caution here, the American economy is challenged. The incoming administration does not have as much money as I suspect many Africans assume it will have. I think in the shorter term, where the difference will be quite clear is in rhetoric and in atmosphere. There will certainly be an end to disparaging comments about Africa that have come out of the White House. I would expect that President Biden will visit Africa and that he will host African heads of state. These are matters of symbols, but symbols are extremely important.